It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm loving this. I'm Ryan. And
this is the 13th episode. It's the Christmas episode.
Nice.
So why not Fisticorps?
Fisticorps. Why? Because fuck you, Christmas. Oh, by the way, Chester, this song's called Fisticorps.
Oh, good.
By Zimmer's Hole. It's actually a how-to on how to fist a corpse.
Like fisting a dead horse?
Yeah. No, a corpse. Like a body. Nothing puts you in the holiday spirit.
I just want to give.
Fisting. I want to give fisting.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, here's your fucking Christmas episode, Internet.
Please play this around the family gathering.
Oh, look, guys, they did a Christmas episode.
Yes, we did. Our gift to you, Internet.
So we are the Casual Cowards of Gaming. Now a trifecta, if you will.
Is he coming here like all the time?
I think we made him permanent status on like the long episodes.
I don't know, man.
He's a lot of mass coward in this room.
I believe.
Then you need to pay me for that microphone.
It is hot in here.
It's not that hot.
There's a lot of man in here. So yeah, the 13th episode, we are talking about Fisting Corpses, Christmas, and...
You know, actually, yeah, this song does actually work really well for this game.
Oh, I guess it does. And Assassin's Creed 2, the trilogy, all three Assassin's Creed 2 games, where apparently you do kind of fist corpses, but with your fist...
Well, you create the corpse.
You create the corpse, but at the same time you're kind of fisting, so...
Just jamming your fist
right
in there.
It's just happy. It's happy that it worked out. So I'm glad I could do that for you guys, because you're my friends.
I just really like the song a lot, so I'm glad it's happening.
We're hoping that you guys just enjoy Christmas and enjoy...
Each other. Physically. Enjoy your families.
Physically.
You know what? If grandma and grandpa are no longer around...
Is grandma spry?
Dig them up.
No, they're saying... Yeah, no.
Bring them to the table. They're not going to eat much.
Better yet, if grandma or grandpa pass at Christmas...
Fist a corpse.
You turn one of those motherfuckers into a little like sock...
Oven mitt?
Sock puppet.
You gotta get the ham out the oven, right?
Yeah, you got to. Got to. I'm not gonna touch the oven. It's gonna burn, right? It's gonna
Jesus
burn.
Christ. All right.
We rambled on for literally all of Zimmer's Hole.
That's fine.
So yeah, 13th episode, Assassin's Creed 2, the trilogy. We're gonna try to get through all three of the games. I don't know if we'll be able to do it because there's actually a lot of information spread out between the three of them.
I think we can pound it out. Maybe just ramble on a little bit and pretend like we know what we're talking about for about an hour.
Yeah.
But do that.
Yeah, I think I looked at the cover of one of the games once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you did that. Mm-hmm.
I mean, guy kind of had his arms over here and...
Kind of spread out?
Yeah, and he was wearing like a hoodie. Yeah.
You gotta have the hoodie.
I remember that game.
Yeah. And, yeah. So, I'm gonna start this out the way we always start out. Any gaming news? Anything? Buttercream? What size are you? Let's go in.
Dude, I nothing. I am the worst when it comes to gaming news because, like, you know where I get my gaming news? You. So
yeah, you ignore my fucking text.
Yeah. You're such a fucking wife.
No, fuck you, man. Like,
you did point out that there is a new DLC for Assassin's Creed 4.
There is. I just saw the ad for a brand new DLC for Assassin's Creed 4.
Finally, my season pass will pay off.
Finally. I didn't get one because I felt like I got ripped off last year because the Assassin's Creed 3 DLC was fucking garbage.
Yeah.
The stupid animal shit.
It was like, wasn't there like a George Washington tyrant?
That was okay.
DLC.
But the animal shit was fucking stupid.
Did they add new animals?
No. You could, like, you had, like, the essence of a bear or an eagle or a wolf or
was
a
child
molester
or something. Was it like a bear jumping off a cliff?
No.
Because I would pay money for that.
You could be that bear.
I could.
Jumping off the cliff.
Looking, no, it was like you were...
Don't be mad at me because you can't grow facial hair this fucking thick and lush.
I actually dreamt that I grew a beard like that. It was marvelous.
Listen, they will make a chia pet out of this when I am fucking famous.
Were you keeping things in it? Just storing things within your beard?
It is getting out of control. It's going on 3 months of growth. Like it. On this part right here. It'll rub stuff
you
out.
You could hide a hidden blade in that beard.
I could.
Several.
And fist corpses. With my
with
mouth.
Your chin.
With my chin. If only I had the strong fist chin. But so you have nothing that you've been looking at?
No.
I picked up the Humble Bundle Android. It came out a couple days ago. Right now, I just checked it before we started recording.
$4.
$4.18. It's got, when we post this, it'll have 8 days left. There are six games on it right now. Little Inferno, Gemini Rule, for awesome. It's actually written a lot different than I put in our little thing.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Lumber, which is basically Fruit Ninja, but with lumbered wood.
Okay.
With logs.
That's worth $4.
Finally, an original idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the 18 cents comes in.
Yeah, the 18 cents. And then Hero Academy, which is it's a strategy game. Mm-hmm. Which it looks pretty cool. I haven't tried it out. And then Anomaly 2, which is 1.3 fucking gigabytes to download.
This is for a phone game?
For a phone game, dude. For an Android game. But it's a tower defense game. And the first one was pretty good.
Can I just stop you for a second?
Yeah.
Don't you have an iPhone?
Sure do.
Okay.
But I also have a tablet.
Oh, okay.
I have an Android tablet. I got
this
that.
It's going to be real weird when you pay money for this and can't use it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I was watching some videos on Anomaly 2, and I don't know if my tablet will run it because it's a Samsung 10.1, so it's a few years old, a couple years old. Tablets are getting old. There you go. Huh.
They are getting old.
Yeah,
I'm having a real hard time watching porn on that Nook.
That was a rooted device. That was never.
Well,
meant
I can't
to
watch
be-
it on my work phone.
Decisions. Keep my job.
Keep
use my
job,
imagination.
Or watch crappy porn, or just like in low quality.
Beat my dick like it owes me money.
It does, by the way.
Actually, the browser on the Xbox is pretty good now.
Is it?
I'm not going to lie.
It has Internet Explorer now, doesn't it?
I guess that wouldn't be that
the
good.
The best browser to date. Yeah. Almost as good as Netscape. Stop looking at me like that.
No, because I just watched a conversation from a man who jerks off in front of his Xbox. Because I know your fucking computer's broken. I know it's broken. And
I got my laptop around.
Like I said, the keys are stuck together. I don't want to touch that shit. And you, who are like, I could do that. It's in the back room. Nobody will be around.
Hey, I'll jerk off. I own this house. I will jerk off jerk off right here in front
of
you guys.
You got the fish tank noises just to soothe you, to calm you down?
It's like a slow water.
You know what? I'm glad this
Have you ever smelled that lightsaber?
I'm glad this is the Christmas episode.
I don't know
about
why you got to bring the lightsaber into the conversation.
Dude, do it in the living room and flock the tree.
It's not a tree. It looks like a spider web, but it all dries out. It's all just white, crusty.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it is.
And so go pick up the Humble Bundle to Android.
Jack off on it.
Yeah, because they should be – they're at the point where they're going to be adding the either one or two more games that are just going to be thrown in. And the only other thing that popped on my radar is that they announced SGC, Screw Attack Gaming Convention 2014 is July 11th through the 13th at the Sheraton in Dallas. So,
hello, Internet. It's Ryan here. You ever want to feel like super fucking normal?
Unless you're not.
SGC. Like, just the biggest nerds ever. Awesome. I mean, I didn't know these people existed. I'm going to go again. It's awesome.
So on that note, we're probably alienating everybody that we'd be meeting there.
They don't know we're talking about them. They're like, you know what? I want to see these nerds while they're wearing that stupid Pokemon hat.
I want to feel
Remember,
normal.
There was that like 40-year-old dude wearing one of those Pikachu kind of hats where like the covers your ears.
Beanie?
I don't know what it is.
No, it's like the Norwegian like floppy, like, you know,
you know
floppy
hat
ear
that covers
thing?
Your ears?
I don't know if you know it's Norwegian. That might be racist.
It might be. But yeah, this dude was like 40, and that kid that kept spinning in circles.
That was weird.
That was really
that
weird.
Was really okay. weird. I don't
there were a lot of normal people
there's
there.
A, there's I, a guy at my office right now. Okay, imagine Ryan, but 6.5 feet tall with a ponytail. Wearing a tail.
Is he the comic book guy?
He wears a tail.
At work?
At work.
He's going to SGC.
Yeah. No, so those are the people that you will see. Which, I mean, I don't know if I don't know if I want to announce it on the heels of that. Like, we're kicking around getting a booth in the vendor area.
Don't announce it.
Yeah, I'll cut that out.
Wait till it's official.
Yeah.
We're kicking it around.
We're kicking it around. So we may
do
that.
If we can sell enough blood between now and then to raise funds,
tell no man.
And do that.
I'm paying off debt and becoming an adult.
Shit, maybe we should do a Kickstarter. It works for everybody else.
Yeah, Kickstarter. Like, who wants to bring three people to Texas? We may have a listenership of 70.
We set what's a really goal gonna, of $150.
Yeah.
What's really going to happen is we're going to set up a booth, we're going to throw some stickers on it, and we're going to get shit-faced. That's what's going to happen.
I'll get shit-faced right there. No, because I actually want to make stickers that actually say, Casual Cowards of Gaming, I beat Dirk at Mario Kart, or I lost to Dirk at Mario Kart, and just have a Mario Kart 64 game set up. And
I'll
just
have your little NES cartridge flasks.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
If those arrive by then.
If they arrive by then.
They should be here by March.
Shut up, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just paid for it.
It gives you 3 months to break it in.
Break it in, I will.
Is that math? Is that good math? July. It's in July, right? It's 4 months.
Well, it's the middle of July. Also, the Hickory House, if you go to SGC, it's in the ghetto.
Is that shithole we went to?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, it's a lovely neighborhood. But awesome. Man, the meat's awesome.
Well, and then you'll get the lady, they need their sauce!
It's right next to the liquor store and the prison drop-off.
And the liquor store.
And the other liquor store.
And the bail bonds place.
Yeah,
so
lovely neighborhood. Good meat though, real good meat.
But it's literally on the opposite side of the tracks. Hopefully that bridge is done that we jumped and ran back.
The construction zone that we jumped the fence.
Me hoisting your fucking hefty ass over like my back.
Oh, that's gonna be great because I'm heavier now.
Yeah. Actually, also, if you would like to see what Ryan and I look like, we were in the background of...
Oh, it was in the Game Theorist, SGC 2013. I don't remember how far we are in, but I'm the fat guy in the red Star Wars shirt with the beard.
And I'm the guy being eclipsed by him where you can only see my head.
He's the guy you see for a second with the backpack, and then my fat body covers him up.
Yeah, so there's the mystique just gone.
I've been wondering what you guys look like. I'll check that out.
I'm looking. I'm trying to see if it is called the Hickory House. It is called the Hickory House. I'm the man. Retention of memory.
Just the biggest rednecks ever. Oh, like, we were in Texas the whole time, and I never, we never really met any, humongous rednecks. And then you go there, and you're like, oh, this is where you guys live. Okay, I understand.
No, that bar we went to when they're like, y'all play video games? You're out here together?
What are you, a bunch of faggots?
You couple queers?
And then the girl went out back and smoked weed.
Yeah, and then she just smoked a shitload of weed, comes back in. She's like, I mean, my son likes video games.
Yeah, she was our best friend after that, which is fine.
Yeah. But everybody else was just like, one bar open in Texas on a Sunday night. And we're just like, we had to walk a mile and a half to get to it, where we came up with the name Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Oh, yes.
We were not sober.
That's right. Yeah, no, we weren't. Oh, yeah, we were stumbling back. So let's talk about Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
Segway.
There's a lot of stumbling. Cabela's.
joke never gets funny. Never gets
sorry,
funny.
It sounds like a Cabela's commercial.
So this is the episode where I'm the colored commentary because I don't remember anything from this game, even though I played Assassin's Creed 2 and Brotherhood. So this is the Chester E. Ryan episode where you guys can
this
just circle jerk.
You were going to go back and play it, and then you loaded it up and realized you already had a save file where you beat the game.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I beat this game in 4 seconds.
I forgot that I sold it, so I tried to go back and find it to play it, and then I realized that I didn't have it anymore, so I went down to GameStop a couple days ago, paid $10 for it, for Brotherhood. And then I text Ryan after about 15 minutes of playing. I'm like, I already beat this game because I couldn't find a mission to go on. I'm just running around trying to figure out how to use stuff. Accidentally killed a couple people with my assassins.
Yeah. That's pretty much most of the game. It's just running around accidentally killing people.
Ezio does not kill civilians, by the way.
Or animals.
He doesn't. You can become desynchronized.
You ever stab a dog? I totally stab dogs. You're not allowed to kill the animals.
Terrible.
Sorry.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
I don't like dogs.
Terrible.
Terrible. And that, yet you have two of them.
No, she has two of them.
Running your life.
Yeah.
So, take it away, gentlemen.
Well, Assassin's Creed is a game about Mario Brothers.
This is why I don't give you episodes. Okay, this is why you can't. This is why you never get to run the show. You never get to be on the Beal.
Actually, he does have an uncle named Mario.
He does. They do a throwback where he's like, "It's a me, Mario."
Yeah, I saw that.
It's pretty good little. I don't know. I don't want to call it an Easter egg because you don't have to find it.
But. It's kind of like just a throwback or a cameo. I want to say a cameo.
Shout out.
Definitely shout out. So here, okay, where do you start? You start the game and you're born.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, well, first, I mean, you have to start as Desmond, of course. You got to do the whole
nobody wants to talk about that fucking
reality
garbage.
Thing, which is the weakest part of the game, in my opinion.
Which really. Could have been the most solid part of the game.
And it's supposed to be, like, the biggest whole, like, plot point holding the whole thing together, is that you're in the Animus and you're living your ancestors' memories. But they could have left all that shit out and just let us stab people.
And in the later games, they really minimized how much you left the Animus, thank God.
Oh yeah, I think I left the Animus only like maybe four times in four. I mean, it makes you leave once in a while.
Yeah, and you go wander around an office building. That's fun.
Well, like, this is really exciting.
Well, I think in Assassin's Creed 1 is like because they gave you a very minimal space that you could wander around, like around the Animus, and you only really had two characters you could interact with. So I think that they wanted to actually like suss out the story a little bit more. But in Assassin's Creed 2. And I think they just fell short because at the end they're like, "Oh my god, you get a wrist blade thingy or a hand blade." What's
it called? Like you do in the beginning, you have to fight your way out of Abstergo.
Yeah,
and then you have to, as Desmond, you learn to climb around on crates and you know I beams.
There's a switch up on top there. If only somebody had been playing somebody who could climb stuff.
Exactly. If only you could remember
through your DNA.
Yeah,
but, stupid. That's dumb. But yeah, so let's just focus on the Ezio stuff.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves them some Ezio.
Why does every incarnation of Desmond's ancestor he play have the same scar on the lip? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm surprised they haven't brought that up yet, but yeah, there's always that lip
scar.
They
didn't do it with Connor, but they did it with Altair and Ezio, where he had the same little scar on his lip.
Did Edward Kenway have it? I didn't even notice.
He had all kinds of scars.
He was a pirate.
But not the one on his lip.
Huh. How do you notice shit like that?
It's pretty obvious, man.
I study men's faces.
Dick fingers.
And then I draw them.
I have to draw you.
Sketch you. I sketched you in the morning.
You're beautiful.
All right. So, I mean, the reason we did Assassin's Creed 2 instead of just Assassin's Creed or the whole entire series of Assassin's Creed.
I like to call it the Ezio Trio.
Yeah, because it's the Ezio story.
Ezio Trio.
Like you said earlier, exactly. it's from the cradle to the grave. You play the entire life of Ezio.
Yeah.
You start the game off and it's just like press X to kick your parents in the face.
Well, a big part of it is they actually they changed a lot of the gameplay because I think that if
oh god I'm so glad they did
well
too.
I think that if Assassin's Creed 1 didn't have the pitfalls that it did, like the repetitiveness and kind of like the limitedness that
and the repetitiveness
had, and the repetitiveness and the repetitiveness and the repetitiveness, I think that this game, I think that Ezio could have been a character that you could have latched onto, not Ezio, Altair, but I mean. Ezio is a likable character, and they made it so you rebuilt the Assassin's Guild.
Yeah.
So,
part of the most fun, I thought, was recruiting new assassins and training them, and then being able to use them.
Out?
Well, sending them out was just kind of like
that was just to get them beefier.
But actually being able to, like, call them to help you fight.
Well, I had three people when I fired the game up. They actually became assassins. Yeah. So it made me go back and watch, like, the ceremony. I'm like, I kind of remember this, because this game came out in, what, 2010, or Brotherhood came out in 2010?
Yeah, probably about that.
Okay. Quiet.
That was you guys stopped talking. Inopportune moment.
Inconspicuous.
I'm an assassin.
Honestly, though, one of my absolute favorite parts, which kind of got old, actually, after going on and on and on and playing these games, but was synchronizing. Climbing to the top of a lookout.
Well, they made that even different every time around. Like, it wasn't just the same tall building.
And then jump. Like, the first couple of times I did that, like, I got a rush.
Damn it, that was too quiet.
Like, I got that feeling in the pit of my stomach, like, you're falling. It was just like, that is awesome.
And did you notice that in 3 and 4? It just, like, there wasn't as many like high climbing places. Like you got to jump around in trees in three or whatever.
Yeah.
And just four, there's just not as much climbing at all. I didn't realize that until I went back and kind of like played two for this episode. Climbing. There's so much climbing, and I love the climbing.
Running across the rooftops.
Yeah. That is a lot of fun.
I do think that, like, because when I was playing 2 days ago for the hour that I played, I kind of wanted the running to be more fluid. I don't know. I think I got pissed off because they put more people on the roofs, and that was kind of like the allure of like being the assassin. Is you could like get up on the roofs away from the rest of the crowd and like run across the roofs. Yeah. But in two, they just like, I think in the first game they put a couple people up there, and then by like Brotherhood, I never played Revelations, but there was always somebody up there. Be like, hey,
what are you doing up here? Yeah.
Get down, you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah, so like, do those dickheads just run around like...
Well...
What, just run away.
I mean, honestly...
Just keep running. Fuck those guys, just keep running.
They're looking for you. They're looking for these assassins, especially the Borgia.
Borgia dog.
So, of course, they're going to put guards on the rooftops, because that's your playgrounds. Like, hey, we can't just let him run around on the rooftops.
I don't like it.
We're going to station guards inside every hay bale, every well, on every bench. So you can hide nowhere.
Yeah, I hate you. You're stupid.
Me?
No, I am.
Well, that's me. If I were the Borgia.
Nope. You know what makes me mad about Assassin's Creed is
put thumbtacks inside the hay bales.
Oh, fuck, shit, fuck. Just jump.
I do have to say, like, speaking of hay bales, the Assassin's Creed 2 multiplayer, which
I was
so excited to play against Ryan. It's the worst pile of shit with it's just two terrible. Player. Well, no, because we played co-op on Black Flag.
Which was
terrible. And then Ryan and I were playing like against each other.
Yeah.
And like you're walking around, there's like eight people that they just keep like remaking over and over and over and over again.
There's no talent. Like,
yeah, so I can kind of see him on the map, and I'm like walking around, and I walk next to a hay bale, and I'm just like kind of looking around. He's sitting here like next to his girlfriend, like, that's him! That's him! I don't know if he sees me. And I reach in there and fucking stab him and pull him out. And then we do the whole thing again. So I'm like, well, it's got to be a little bit better if I go in like, you know, 4-on-4. Because then you can like be like really super stealthy. First thing I jumped in, like I was a little clown dude, like the jester.
Mm-hmm.
These ass clowns are jumping up and down. They look nothing like any NPC.
Right.
They're just running as fast as
jumping over the tops of buildings. Like, none of these other characters are doing this. Yeah, I know who you are.
Nobody's trying to blend
in. They're running just full speed.
Yeah.
Assholes.
I played that two times, and I was just like, I'm out. Because I wanted, like, the stealth. Like,
well, the weird thing is it's this game where patience is...
A virtue,
Dude, I've, like, hung on the side of buildings for, like, 2 minutes to wait for a guard to walk back.
Yeah.
Like,
and then they throw you in, and you have a time limit.
Yeah. So, but that's the bad part about the games. But that I think they're also trying to wedge it in when it had a really solid story. Because
they just kind of shoved that multiplayer in there because that's what everyone wants.
And which personally I would like for the resources, the money, and the time they put into making these terrible multiplayer games to go into the actual game.
Yeah.
Because
I wish they would have made like a co-op. Because Chester and I have been playing a lot of Borderlands 2 lately.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get Ryan in on it, but he can't.
I'm so blind.
He can't see too good.
I've been watching my brother, who will remain nameless, play it when he's playing with you.
Rando.
It is still a first-person shooter.
Yes.
It's bright and cheery and everything, but...
But you don't... Here's the thing, is you don't have to do anything. You can just, like, run around. Just, like, I think the humor of the game you'll really like. But anyway...
Then why the fuck would I play it?
You don't have
to do anything.
You don't have to do anything.
Well, I can do that by not doing anything.
You just join our Xbox party you can talk to us while you play something else.
I could just... Yeah, I could sit on the fucking couch and watch Supernatural and not do anything.
But not with us.
Anyway, so with the co-op of Borderlands 2, I wish they would have made like a co-op where you can actually go through the mission so that two people can be running around like the full open world, like doing the missions together. That's something that I think
some co-op missions would be neat.
It would be really – wait. Now just imagine this. So you're one assassin and you're one assassin.
Yeah.
You guys are both assassins. You would make a terrible assassin.
Uh-uh.
But
so nobody pays attention to me.
You're trying to sneak into a camp. And there's a guard facing one direction, so you would have to come in from the backside and take that guard out so Chester could advance and take out another guard that would be looking you would be advancing.
That would be cool as shit because then you could do like the whole...
Simultaneous assassinations.
Yeah, like get him now, but...
We have gotten completely sidetracked.
No, but I think that's good because that's what I fucking want. And that would be because I don't like the competitive. I mean, it's okay every once in a while, but the co-op is just a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish there was more Borderlands games or more Diablo style games.
Portal
2.
Multiplayer is awesome.
Did you play that any? Oh, did you beat the game yet?
No.
But we haven't played multiplayer on that, but I
played a little bit at your house with you.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, shit, your PlayStation's dead, isn't it?
No, yeah, mine is. He picked it up on the cheap for the Xbox. So he has it for the 360 now.
I don't have it for the 360.
Well, you should pick it up on the cheap, and then we could not play three-player, because there's not three players.
I'm sure
Captain Kenway
style. It's only been out for a couple of years. I'm sure it's still very expensive used.
Black Flag style.
Yeah. Now, actually, speaking of expensive, whoring for the Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy, you can pick all three of the games up at GameStop for under $35.
Nice.
So it is a game worth playing, even though this is what pisses me off. Now I'm going to go off on a little tangent. I'm going to get a little soapboxy. This is what pisses me off about the game industry. It's become just like even more fantastic consumption, where these games are great games that they could suss out, and they just degrade.
Why do you keep
so
saying
fast?
Sus?
Because
Second
it's
time.
My word that I picked for the episode.
So you're going to stab me?
I know. Here we go.
The wheels are coming off.
The wheelhouse.
Because Sust is such a good... Why you got to be fucking with wheelhouse now?
He learns a new word every week and decides to bring it with
it's
him.
It's that word Rango,
I've been listening
man.
To word Rango. Like, you know what? I know cantankerous means something that I feel towards you guys, but I just can't remember what it is right now.
It means you want to bite one of us.
Dick faces. No, that's edentulous.
No, that means you don't have teeth.
No teeth. Thank you, word Rango. every game is just like it comes out, you play it for 6 months, or everybody plays it for 6 months, and then it just drops off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think that's what I'm pissed off about, like the new game systems coming out, is that all these games really have a lot of like playing potential. Like there's still a lot of good gameplay there, and they're just thrown by the wayside.
Yeah. I mean, with all the, there's constantly good games coming out.
Yeah.
And so I finish one, and then I move on to another game. And sometimes, like with Borderlands 2, I've actually gone back, and we're playing that again.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's a great
lot
game.
Of they just released another DLC for it.
Did they?
Yeah. I noticed
but
that.
But the fact that we're adults and we can afford our own games now makes it, and there's other methods of attaining games now, it just makes it so much easier to move on. Like, when I was a kid, I had a Genesis, and I had Sonic 1, 2, and 3, and that was the only games I owned. I played the hell out of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Should have stuck around for the Sonic episode, motherfucker. had to leave.
Yeah, because it probably would have been a lot better. We were super fucking drunk by the time we did that.
However, it is our
as was I.
It is our most downloaded episode in one day so far.
Oh, yeah?
By at least 20 downloads.
Here's the idea. Let's get super trashed right now. This will be
the
our
description
best
is
ever.
Like, this is what happens when we drink too much.
Yeah.
No, the description was a fucking nightmare. It took me like a half an hour to fix that.
Yeah.
You should have read it. It was like Dirk punching the keyboard.
Which is what happened when I drink too much.
So let's talk about Assassin's Creed. Jesus Christ. We just talked about Borderlands for a half an hour.
That's fine. What do you want to talk about Assassin's Creed? This is your episode.
It was only 27 minutes.
What are you talking about?
All right.
You know what else I'm mad about Assassin's Creed is they fucking shelled Prince of Persia for Assassin's Creed.
I'm not mad about that.
Nah,
really?
Me either. Yeah, Assassin's Creed is way better.
It is such an amazing franchise.
It is.
It came out of nowhere. Like, speaking of fisting a dead horse,
corpse.
Prince of Persia has been around forever, and there's movies and remakes and sequels.
Didn't you
prequels.
Tell me they're coming out with an Assassin's Creed movie?
No, I was making a joke. Remember
no, they really
said
are.
Disney was going to buy that?
No, they are.
They are making a movie.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The games are practically movies already.
Yeah, they really are.
I don't need that.
Let's make an Uncharted movie.
Let's
Wait,
make a Mega Man.
It's
movie.
Called Uncharted.
Like, let's make a movie out of something that doesn't look real already.
Yeah,
like Mario Brothers.
Well, Hollywood will latch onto anything. They're out of ideas.
It's true. I mean, if something makes a lot of money, they're like, hey, let's bleed this into every other form of money-making media we can.
Pricks. What are you doing over there, Derek?
I'm waiting for you guys just to keep going. I'm looking up for the Assassin's Creed movie.
Another one of my favorite things about the Ezio trilogy is Leonardo da Vinci's inventions that you actually get to play with.
Yeah, all that stupid shit that he drew, they're like, no one ever used this. And you're like, oh, somebody used
it. Oh, yes, they did. The hang glider. The flying machine. The hang glider with an unlimited amount of bombs.
Why not?
How sick is that?
Where do they all come from?
And the parasailing, when you get to parasail with the runaway carriage.
Oh, with that weird square parachute thing?
Yeah, you got a parachute and there's a runaway carriage that you're tied to.
And then you can, like, assassinate guys from the air.
Swoop down and pick dudes up off of horses.
That's awesome.
With your little hook. You never played the third one.
No, I didn't. I didn't play the third one, no.
Leonardo is like the guy that figures out you don't have to cut your goddamn finger off to put the blade on, right? Right. He's just like, well, you just made a slight adjustment.
But still did it in Brotherhood. Like, I watched them create an assassin and they...
No, they branded
your finger.
Oh, I thought they were doing that to cut it off.
They put burnt a scar around their fingers.
Ah, by the way, do you know who's rumored to play Ezio in the Assassin's Creed movie set to come out in 2015?
Is it Bradley Cooper?
God, please let it be Bradley Cooper.
It's Michael Fassbender.
Who the fuck is him?
Magneto.
Fagnito?
Magneto.
That's right. In the First Class.
First Class, yeah.
I'm okay with that.
He's British.
He's...
That's all right.
But he was in 300.
Yeah, okay, he's British.
Yeah, no, he was...
Here. Name an Italian actor.
I'm allergic.
Name an Italian actor that you would like to play Ezio.
Sylvester Stallone?
Yes. Expendables 3.
Please.
Assassin's Creed 2.
Now, he was the guy who...
Expendables 3, Brotherhood.
He was the guy in 300 where he's like, when they're like, we will rain 1,000 arrows down upon you that they'll blot out the sun. He's like, then we'll fight in the shade or whatever.
Mm. That's he was like the sun. The dude's son or something?
He might have been the son. Yeah, I don't know if he gets his head. Whatever.
Oh, that guy, though. We will rain fire on one American city.
He looks great with airbrushed
hot fire, yeah. It was the guy from True Lies. That's who it was.
Okay.
The Crimson Jihad.
Yeah, okay. I remember him.
So you guys were talking about Leonardo da Vinci before I side-railed you guys.
Oh, by the way, that dude was gay as shit.
What, Leonardo da Vinci?
Did you get that from the game? He was...
My friend.
Yeah, Ezio. Yeah, let me grab your ass.
He had beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah, he did. And then he also had a quote-unquote apprentice. He was banging that kid.
Who cares?
Back then.
I don't know. It's creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to go homophobe on the episode?
It's a video game.
No, I'm not a homophobe. I love dudes, like physically. But the way that they made Ezio come off, or not Ezio, but Leonardo come off, it was like creepy. He was way too into Ezio.
I didn't pick that up.
I looked at it as more like eccentric. Like, he was a guy who...
Maybe
eccentric.
He was just way too into Ezio. I mean, I would be too.
Because he spent all of his day in his shop, and then he was happy to see somebody come by. He's like, I got something. He's excited. I got something new for you.
The way he acted around Ezio was like the way I would act around Stallone.
No, you know how like...
I would totally go gay for Stallone.
You know how I get all excited when I'm like, somebody breaks something. I'm like, oh, I know somebody who can fix that. You need to give that to me.
That face you just made right there, that's creepy as shit.
Well, but I can understand. I can
understand
that. It's
called enthusiasm. Have you never seen that before?
No,
look how dead this motherfucker is. Dead inside.
Jesus Christ.
It's just full of beer and broken dreams. That's all.
And smoked meat.
And
that sounds like a great song title.
Beer and smoked meat?
No, yeah. Broken dreams.
I think that's a hell yeah song.
Beer and broken dreams. I liked it.
Yeah. Hank Williams Jr. already wrote that.
Or Hank Williams III.
Maybe.
He's going to put the dick in Dixie.
You mean Hank Williams... Revelations.
Yeah. Revelations.
All right. So let's kind of... All right. So from 2, you move on to Brotherhood. And Brotherhood was where you started rebuilding...
The Assassin's Order.
The Order, which was awesome.
It's so fun.
Except it's
having
like the
people
biggest
to kill for you. It's just like... All you do is just like whistle and they murder for you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I was that guy where I only recruited females. My entire Assassin's Brotherhood was all females.
Shocker.
The first people I found.
Yeah.
The one guy in this room without a current girlfriend. That's one of the girls.
So what?
That's weird.
I want to get as far away.
I've got my assassin's harem.
As a married man, I just want to get as far away from we females as possible.
Dead. You're dead.
let's be realistic. No woman is going to swoop in here and kill me.
They're up there behind the fan.
They're not doing
I know your
anything.
Wife, and I believe that she would do something
this is the
like
perfect
that.
Hiding spot right here.
my coat rack?
Yeah. You'll never see me. I'm in the coat rack.
Chester, shut up!
Chester! Chester, let's get a pizza when this is done!
That's, I don't know.
After I murder my husband, let's get a pizza. So she's killing dirt to get with you?
No.
Oh, Laurel's one of the assassins?
No, my wife is not part of the Assassin's Guild.
Oh, my God! Let's get a pizza!
All right, come on. Let's focus.
It's funny because he thinks that women can assassinate people.
Now it's funny again. He's like, what are you doing?
It's a piece of fiction.
Well, isn't it?
Or is it nonfiction? Nonfiction is real, fiction is fake. So there.
You know what? Brotherhood is based on facts.
Based on facts.
The Borgia were real. Leonardo da Vinci was real.
I doubt that
Machiavelli
was real.
So, stabbing people is real.
It was very real. The places are real. So we just remade up.
Kristen Bell is real.
Kristen Bell is real until she got stabbed.
Real sexy.
Got stabbed.
Guns are real.
Oh, yeah, they introduced the guns. That was the shoot the guy on the boat and run away.
I was actually reading an argument piece some people were having on the internet about would it be possible to have a gun back then. And firearms were invented in the 13th century, so yeah.
Yeah.
Totally realistic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know about having it hidden in your coat.
Yeah, he's got like a little revolver in his wrist.
But, I mean, having a firearm back then was totally realistic. Actually, they did have rifles back in like the late 14th, early 15th century.
In Assassin's Creed 4, I thought it was more realistic because you had guns that you had to reload.
Oh, God, that was so fucking annoying.
Where
hiding in a bush, like, just like shoving
you have to carry around. The more guns you carried, the more shots you could shoot in a row. Whereas Ezio had like a revolver in his wrist. You could have 6 bullets in it, and you didn't have to reload it. And if you did the Uplay thing and played the Facebook game, which I did play, because it unlocked, you could have 10 bullets in your gun. I did. I played the hell out of that Facebook game because I wanted those bonus things. That's how much I loved the game. I was willing to play a terrible Facebook game.
Actually, and as much as I loved Assassin's Creed 1, and I actually stood up for it because this is when I worked at GameWorks, and all the because the game floor kids were different than the people who worked in the restaurant because the people in the restaurant know how to socialize with people. The kids on the game floor really didn't, so I actually got into an argument when I was, I think, like 24 or 25 with one of the kids on the game floor who was 19. Fuck off. about how much I loved Assassin's Creed 1, and he's like, you mean repetitive Creed? I'm like, you know what? My dick's in the inside of a pussy.
Right now.
Right now, yeah. Right now. Behind this bar. Yeah.
So that really pissed me off, but then Assassin's Creed 2 came out, and I was really excited about it, played the shit out of that. And then it seemed like that Assassin's Creed Brotherhood and Revelations came out really quickly after the first one. And it took me a while to buy Brotherhood because Ryan was just like screaming about it. Like, this is a great game. You got to play it. You got to play it. You got
to
play it.
I'll check off to that game.
Again, there you go. Like, this is so many references to insides of corpses, vaginas, hands.
Masturbation.
Masturbation, flocking trees. We are on
virtual harem.
Killer ladies.
Don't forget the Contessas.
Okay. When you sold me that PlayStation 3, or you got it for me for $150.
Yeah, my buddy. One.
And the first game you gave me was, I think it was Assassin's Creed 2.
That was his.
You let me borrow it.
God damn it. Is that where it's at? You have it?
No. I gave that back to you a long time ago.
I don't have it anymore.
But, I lend out games when I'm drunk. Like, I don't know where my God of War 3 is.
The
I don't
only
know where my
game
2 is.
On PlayStation that I ever got a platinum trophy in, I got every single trophy. I played that game so much, I was like, I have to get everything. But again, that's because I didn't really have any other games to move on to because I couldn't afford anything.
Well, and I thought Assassin's Creed 2 was awesome, but just the back-to-back-to-back to where Brotherhood hit, and I played because I wanted to play with Ryan. I actually wound up finishing the story, and I think Assassin's Creed 2, the first one, I got to a point where I got stuck trying to get some type of side quest, and that pissed me off, and I just stopped it.
Yeah.
So by the time the Revelations came out, it was like one of those technology just kept rolling over. Like, the reason why I still own an iPhone 4 is because it's still fucking awesome technology. So I don't know. It kind of burned me. It was just like too many games, too much at once. It's like the the Left 4 Dead. When they released Left 4 Dead 2, when it was supposed to be an expansion pack, I felt that this stuff could have been like downloadable content and they did make it a fully fledged game, but at the same time, I think that they could have made it a little bit cheaper and a little more accessible.
That's kind of how I felt about Revelations. Brotherhood was a whole game, probably, honestly, the best game, to me, the best game of the last console generation.
Brotherhood?
Brotherhood was the game of that console generation, to me.
To you, yeah.
And Assassin's Creed was the series of that generation, to me.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, those God of War games were awesome. But fuck, you made me lose my train of thought, you bastard. What were we just talking about?
The feathers. It's you, I want the feathers.
Oh, no. See, there's things like that where, like, you got to find the feathers.
It's you, I want the feathers.
No. 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 Stop it. There were some things where it's just like, okay, you're grasping at straws. Yeah. Like, was it the feathers that floated away from you? Like when you tried to catch them?
Ah, Jesus Christ.
That was late. Was that in Brotherhood?
No, that was like the... Yeah, Jesus. Was that even in Assassin's Creed 2?
Something got away
from me. No, they were stationary in Assassin's Creed 2.
So maybe 3
in
was...
Three,
in 3,
they had the
Benjamin Franklin letters.
Yeah, the letters from Benjamin Franklin that floated away.
What?
Oh, DLC, that's what I was going to tell you. Yeah, Brotherhood was amazing, and Revelations really felt like it was DLC.
It was felt a whole really, new city.
But yeah, it just felt short, and it felt like really low on content.
Yeah,
I think the thing that kind of like that hurt them too is that they're trying to tell two stories simultaneously. Like with the whole Desmond storyline, where you have all their guys,
the end of the world, and they did rush it out because it had to be released before December 21st, 2012.
True.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So I did.
Oh,
feel
before
like
the world ended.
Yeah.
Remember that?
No, that was the
crazy.
Third one. That was the third one that was rushed out because of that.
Maybe.
Oh no, that was
no. It was the third one where they found.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was the third one.
Yeah.
That's what the end of Revelation was. He's like, I know what we have to do.
Well,
be an Indian.
Yeah.
So, thinking about like Assassin's Creed 2 and Assassin's Creed 3, I know that they made a lot of gameplay updates. I know, was it the hook that they made it so you could reach higher ledges?
That was badass.
So what did they do in Assassin's Creed 2 that made you like Assassin's Creed 2 and not Assassin's Creed 3? And I know you're both playing Black Flag right now. Because Assassin's Creed 3 lost me. It was just like... Eh.
Well, the character was a huge, huge part of it. Ezio was a really likable character. Yeah. And Connor was not. He was fucking boring.
He was.
And he didn't talk. And like, Ezio was a fucking pimp.
Well, and like, Ezio knew what he needed to do, where Connor was like kind of a pawn.
Yeah.
He had no idea what was going on. He, you know, and they kind of blurred the lines between are the Templars doing the right thing or the Assassins? And that's when you started to kind of question who's doing the right thing. And Connor was like, I don't know what's going on. I just do what the old black man tell me to do.
I do what I'm told.
Yeah, pretty much.
Consummate V's.
So there wasn't, I mean, you know what? No, because you can't really do that because 4 is way better. And it's the same thing. He's not in it to be an assassin. He's in it to be a pirate. He just happens to fall in with the assassins.
He doesn't really care if he's doing the right thing. He just likes the Assassin's Creed of, you know, everything is permitted. Yeah. I can go do whatever the hell I want because... Everything is permitted. He doesn't even really get into the rest of the creed.
He's just like, he's the guy in the pizza commercials, the Little Caesars commercial.
Anarchy rules.
There are no rules. Yeah. There's no, put your shirt back on. There's one rule.
My favorite commercial ever.
So we boiled.
And Assassin's Creed 4, the Crystal Skull.
Jesus Christ.
Comes in and do it.
What?
Didn't we already talk about this once?
The artifact. You know how it's an apple and all the other ones?
Yeah.
Crystal Skull.
Really?
That acts basically as a cell phone, I think.
I really, really feel like we talked about this during the Uncharted episode.
I don't think. Well, maybe we did. I don't remember.
I don't remember talking about
it. I remember being very mad about the Uncharted episode.
Let's play it back right now.
You want to play it and let the entire internet listen to why we listen to our own episode? Yes. No, I think that you guys are alcoholics and we talked about it.
Actually, no. That actually brings up a good inception point. We could listen to the podcast while doing a podcast, but they did an inception thing in Revelations.
Yeah, where you were Desmond reliving Ezio's memories, who was reliving Altair's memories.
And that's to me seemed like they were trying to like grasp. Like they're really they made
actually I just
too
got,
big of a story arch.
I just got goosebumps thinking about one of my favorite scenes is when Ezio talks to Desmond through history, like...
Yeah, when he realizes he's the conduit.
Yeah.
And he asked, like, so, he realizes, this is so what cool. I'm here to do. I am here to speak to somebody. Yeah. I'm not here to make thing happen.
Desmond.
Somebody else's, and I need
I've
to
I've heard
tell
your
him.
Name before. I don't know what's really going on, but...
Well, I think we also need to explain
this
that...
This is what I got to say.
there are the, what are they, the precursors? Yeah, the precursors that are...
Yeah, the old race or
yeah, they're projecting themselves through the future.
It was like Juno, I think, was the name.
Minerva.
Yeah. And there's Jupiter.
That guy that looks like Zeus.
That's Jupiter.
Sure.
I just saw Jupiter.
Zeus and Jupiter are not the same.
No, but, okay. Listen, I just started playing Ascension, and I've realized I know my mythology. My mama knows how to tell me my mythology, okay?
Fair enough.
But they're like speaking through the past, like Superman's dad, somehow talking to you even though they're dead.
Russell Crowe.
I did that shit the other day too.
Russell Crowe would be an awesome before and after.
It would be.
Or to see Russell Crowe as Snake Plissken in Escape from L.A.
I would watch that. How about Escape from Phoenix?
There's nothing around here.
Where else you gotta go?
They recast Snake Plissken. Russell Crowe would be great.
From Phoenix?
Escape from Gladiator.
He's just like... Dumb.
There's really not a whole lot going on here.
It's possibly a 3 to 5 hour drive to any major metropolitan
area. Like, I went to Filiberto's and I got diarrhea.
Can you imagine a better place to turn into a prison?
Phoenix?
It's torture living here.
No, it's not.
I enjoy it.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff to do. And we have a decent beer culture here.
You can't run across
Mexican
the rooftops,
food.
Though.
Dude, Mexican food.
You can't run across the rooftops.
But Mexican food.
You can, but you're going to have to space out the rooftops.
I have been all over the Southwest. We have the best Mexican food.
Okay, we got it. Food. I got it. I hear you, man.
Mexican food.
And you're getting, like, authentic, like... Do you ever get like the
Oh yeah, you get the real shit. Like if you go in there and like the cook is speaking English, just fucking leave. Like you go in there, like that's the guy I want making my burrito cuz oh my god, it's the best. I had a burrito today. It was fantastic.
You're such a fat ass.
I am. I love Mexican food.
So
had Waffle House today.
You're a fucking fat ass.
Hey, I treated myself.
You treated yourself? Did you do the all-you-can-eat?
In a month. No.
That's not real breakfast, dude.
What did you have at the Waffle House? Come on, let's finish
butter,
the story.
Butter and high cholesterol.
Did you have chicken?
No.
No,
scrambled
that's
eggs,
rose.
Toast, bacon, and a waffle.
And some butter. A whole bunch of butter.
A little bit of butter.
Treated yourself?
No, there was a lot of butter. If you put
there was
butter
enough,
on your food,
there was
it
enough
was all
bacon
the butter.
Grease to create another pig.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
You treated yourself like a lady.
That's right.
So I told you I was going to shit all over this episode, and I want to so badly because you guys did no justice to the Uncharted episode. I really really do not like how they can't get everything concise, like the story. In this whole thing, like
the whole Desmond story,
I hate the whole future. Hey, yeah. we're from the future, but we're from the past. Bullshit. And I hate how they never tied anything together.
I played the fuck out of these games, and I actually had to go online and like read a wiki article about what is actually fucking happening because I have no clue.
Yeah.
No clue what is happening.
And now in the fourth one, it's what the world was destroyed, yet there's still this Abstergo Corporation.
Yeah, what happened?
Who is now marketing video games out of the memories of it's
pirates?
Just like, what, guys? You're really grasping at straws here.
Yeah,
you're trying to get too
you don't,
meta.
You don't need to do the whole taking
meta.
Memories out of people well, anymore. Just give us the game of stabbing people. That's
there,
what we want.
There's a PSP. Right? There's a PSP game that I haven't played. Like, it was the side-scroller, right? So
but
I don't even know.
There was two handheld games, wasn't there? There was Lineage, and then there was...
Liberation.
Bloodlines.
I remember Bloodlines. One coming out, and I played it on... I tried to play it on my Palm Pre, which
you,
was...
You had a fucking Palm?
I got it for free. My Palm Free.
Jeez.
And I wished that I would have paid someone to take that back.
Wow.
you remember when some of my buttons stopped working on the keyboard, and I had to use numbers?
Maybe.
You
no,
remember that?
I,
like,
I
the
don't.
E stopped working and the O stopped. It was vowels. All the vowels stopped working on my fucking keyboard.
So you were, like, super leet.
I was so leet that I hated myself. I didn't want to text anybody.
I'm trying to look at the timeline for Assassin's Creed. So there's...
there was one.
One.
And then two.
Two. And then Brotherhood, Revelations 3, Black Fat, Back Fag.
Black Fag. Whoa, bro.
Wow.
Listen, I've been reading a lot about Duck Dynasty and about how that guy doesn't...
Is that why you shave your head?
Does not like... No. Duck Dynasty guy. I'm so happy about this. I hate that fucking that thing. If Duck Dynasty and Kanye West's plane crashed into each other, that would be the best day of my life. But anyway, so there's Altair's Chronicles, Bloodlines, Discovery.
The fuck is that?
I don't know. It's just right here. Other games.
That's probably that crappy Facebook game he was
Project,
playing.
Project Legacy, Lost Legacy.
Project Legacy, I think, was the Facebook game.
Facebook one. Recollection, Multiplayer Rearmed, and then Liberation, Utopia, and Pirates.
There's a whole lot of going on there that I never even fucking heard of.
There's also a graphic novel and a whole bunch of
comics. I knew there
comics.
Had to be. I knew there had to be a graphic novel, possibly actual novel, text-based novel. Maybe we should call it now.
A text-based novel, like one of the things with the wordies without pictures or anything.
I watched
like that.
The live-action short film, and by watched, I mean I purchased it with money.
Liberation.
And
no, what was that called?
No, that was I don't remember. I don't know. It's on the living room. We'll go look at it later. But. And then I also watched the crappy
Lineage
cartoon.
Assassin's Creed Lineage?
There's a cartoon?
There's like a really, really bad animation. But, you know, it was Assassin's Creed, so like, I enjoyed it.
Into the Matrix or whatever it was called.
I was going to say, so you just like, well, I actually did that too with the Animatrix and all that stuff. I
that
love
was fucking
Animatrix.
Garbage. Yeah, that was awful.
I loved it. I ate that shit up, and then the next Matrix movie came out, and I'm like, this is absolute shit.
Yeah.
So.
The video game was kind of cool.
The Matrix?
Yeah.
What, Enter the Matrix? Or
because, I mean, just being able to do the slow motion shit and, like, jump off of walls and...
Oh, see, then you haven't played the real Matrix game called Saints Row 4.
I have not. I have not.
That is the Matrix
That is
game.
The Matrix.
I want to.
It's amazing.
I love the third one.
It's oh, then you'll... Dude, this one just takes the third one and, you know, I'll just flocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's all the ridiculousness on another ridiculous level.
Well, so what would you guys like to see in the next game? Because you know they're going to come out with the next one.
Then, let's start with you. You're in.
Well, I mean,
clockwise
now.
Order.
Now that in the fourth one they have essentially made it so they can now anyone can access anyone else's memories.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I want to be Helen Hunt.
Like I actually. Joan of Arc.
I want to be Helen Keller.
Helen Keller. There you go.
Worst enemies.
You're just like sitting there. It's dark and you can't hear anything. You're just like.
My controller's vibrating.
Something's happening. I'm not sure. What do you want me to do?
Mash buttons.
Oh, I punched a cat. Oh, God damn it.
You know what? I'd like Assassin's Creed just to go that way. So that's my game. Assassin's Creed Helen Keller.
Assassin's Creed. What would you call it? What was it? The Miracle Worker?
Dude, we are going to be on so many deaf people's hit list.
True.
So, yeah, what do you want to see happen?
Now all of history and all of geography is open to this game. So
true.
I don't know. What about a World War II assassin? That might be kind of cool.
We have enough goddamn World War II.
All right. I mean, it's an easy go-to.
Civil War.
Civil War?
I haven't seen any Civil War games or anything like that.
I can't too really soon. Think of any.
Is it too soon?
It's too soon.
Really?
Right.
They don't have to deal with the whole slavery thing, and no one wants to do that.
We're doing future.
That's a good point.
Wait, yeah. No, they sold fucking slaves at the end of Assassin's Creed 3.
They weren't
black slaves.
There was slavery, and there was kind of a slavery thing going on in Black Flag, too. I mean, you'd go to those plantations.
It was just like anybody, though. Oh, there were plantations, but they weren't explicitly, like, labeled as slaves. And whenever you would go somewhere where
the
they were selling...
was never used.
It was used in there. There were slave traders, but it was almost always white
You
people.
Had your sidekick, Black Pete.
Black Pete.
I don't know if that's his name.
I call him Reggie. That's neither here nor there. All I know is his mama knew how to send him money. But no, maybe like a feudal Japan could be a pretty cool thing.
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
Tom Cruise.
Right? Or what, like China. China would be awesome. Run around the Forbidden City. What else? Greece could be kind of a cool thing.
Oh, you know, it'd be kind of cool? Like a Mongol Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan.
No. On the other side. Trying to fight against Genghis Khan because really no one stops Genghis
as you,
Khan.
I don't know if you guys remember, but in the Assassin's Creed 2, when you go down into the basement of Uncle Mario's little thing, and
happened to you. You had to find not real.
You remember that Uncle Mario's basement wasn't real.
But we wrestled.
Yeah,
it was secret wrestling.
I had to unlock the Altair sword.
This has all just been one big elaborate joke.
And then he starts crying because he starts remembering.
Oh, so man. Anyway, there was a lot of the assassins, like the past
assassins.
You
had to find the seals.
Yeah.
You know, and one of them was a Hun or a Khan. I can't remember, but it was there was that, and then there was like the Japanese one, and there was someone, supposedly the person who killed Alexander the Great was one of these assassins that was in, you know.
So they've opened it up, but I just thought I had just had like a nerd thought. Like, what if you did like an Assassin's Creed type game, but with like Avatar? No, seriously.
The Last Airbender?
Yeah, where you could go back and be all the avatars.
Oh, that'd be neat.
That would be the shirt.
That would be fucking gay.
I mean, it could get a little repetitive because if you go four generations back, you're just another airbender.
True.
You go five generations back, you're another firebender.
Well, are these people like interbreeding?
No.
It's reincarnation.
Yeah, every time you're reincarnated, it actually goes to the different...
You know what? Watch a cartoon, bro.
Yeah, watch one cartoon.
All the fucking time.
Pick up a cartoon.
Yeah, pick up a cartoon.
Dude, all I ever do is watch cartoons. I watch so many cartoons.
And you still haven't watched Airbender yet?
No, because I'm busy watching Justice League.
Justice League. Aren't you done with that yet? I know it's
both
stopped.
Of them.
Jesus. Okay. So that's what you want. What do you want to see
the Justice League.
In the Animus?
Yeah.
I'm Superman.
It turns out the Flash is your ancestor. And you can go back and be the Flash.
And have a super high metabolism. What would I like to see? I would like to see something more modern. Would be awesome.
I actually imagined a futuristic Japan would be a really cool skyscraper.
What, just like
climb.
A bunch of fucking kids dressed like animals with purple hair?
You got
it. Is that what you want?
Well,
see?
Imagine like you're climbing around, and instead of having a silly parachute, you've got a flying squirrel suit kind of thing, like Batman Beyond, right?
Yeah, I got
That'd
that.
That'd be pretty fucking cool.
But or you could just go play Just Cause 2 and fart parachutes.
That one's right over my head.
You still own it. You haven't fucking played it yet, have you?
Did you give me that?
You bought it, but you had XP and it wouldn't let you install it.
Oh, that's right.
So let's...
Something happened like that. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't want to talk about flying squirrels anymore.
So that,
why not?
So you want something more modern. Like, do you want it to be in, like, a big city? Because then it turns into, like, kind of a Spider-Man.
I don't want it to be in Japan, though, Bullwinkle.
Manhattan would be pretty cool.
Yeah, something huge with, like, skyscrapers and, like,
where you
just places to climb and get fucking nuts. You could, like, I mean, this is the future, dude. You could drop bombs and grenades on people.
And this is why I think you'd like fucking Mirror's Edge.
Anyways, I would also like to see... the modern shit would be cool. I mean, communicating with people like over long distances, so it wouldn't be just like you whistle and your assassins come. I mean, you could make a phone call or
you
like
text them
two way. Yeah, you text them, be like, "Sup, bruh?
Kill now."
Call in an airstrike.
Like, are you there? Yeah.
God damn it!
Can we just have a whole episode where we don't talk about Call of Duty? And yeah, you could get a hold of someone like way down the street and be like, "Look, I'm gonna run this guy up the block." You be there for me.
You know what's funny? I think Watch Dogs is going to be something similar to that.
That'd be cool. God,
that
the
new
internet is just jacking off over that game like crazy.
I
haven't even heard of this game,
Watch Dogs. It's kind of futuristic to where it is kind of an Assassin's Creed-y feel where it's like a third person, but it's modern day and it's basically the net with a cell phone, like a smartphone.
Like Sandra
so, it's Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, it's Sandra Bullock, and she's just like, I'm going to order a pizza online,
and click on this pie symbol.
And done.
And I have to run for my life. I clicked on the pie.
Now, so you're pretty much, from what I can tell, is that you can control like stoplights and you can control like traffic signals. So if you're running from people, it's
a mega hacker kind of.
It's getting as much hype, if not more, than when Assassin's Creed. Remember when Assassin's Creed was just going to be released and they had that teaser trailer where that guy's jumping from roof to roof. Altair is jumping from roof to roof. And he goes in and, like, kills that guy, and then it's done. You're like, oh, my God.
It was like parkour
plus
murder.
You're like, this is going to be the shit. So I'm a little skeptical. Also, I don't own a new gaming system. It's going to come out for the PS3 and Xbox 360, right?
Don't ask me.
All right.
Hey, internet.
I have the internet right in front of me, but I have...
Your hands are full.
Yeah, I have one hand's full.
Grab your dick.
The other hand's resting on the crotch.
Go. There you go. Thanks for interrupting me. Son.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would also like to see sniping. If we're either now in the present day or even the future with like Judge Dredd type characters, or like Stallone Judge Dredd. Like
that last Dredd movie was cool.
Oh, it was the shit.
The only way you can describe that, hyperviolent.
Oh no, it's awesome.
Fantastic. But there's. You know, these characters are looking for you, and they are just above the law. And it doesn't matter. They're going to do whatever they could do to fucking get you. Would be awesome. And, but you have guns, but you can also have a sniper rifle. But, you know, somewhere you can hide it on your body, maybe up your ass or something.
Then I think you'd probably like, what is it?
Stop equating this to other video games. These are things that I am making up right now.
No, Deus Ex.
That's a neat game.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, you're kind of an assassin.
Does it play exactly like Assassin's Creed?
It's a third person.
Can you jump off of buildings?
No, it's a first person.
Mm-hmm. Is it a first person?
Yeah.
Dumb.
It is a first person, but it goes to third person when you're in cover.
Does it? It's first person meets RPG because as you murder people, you level up and you can buy like biomechanic upgrades for yourself.
Oh yeah, that's right, BioShock. Anyways.
Not really biomechanics. That was more biomagic.
Yeah, bio.
So that's what I want to see. I want to see more modern.
I'm going to inject this potion that makes me shoot fire.
I like the history type stuff, and I want to see more of that later. But I'm really excited to see what they can do with either the present day or the future. Because seriously, like they're predicting the future. Did you see? I just read an article the other day that they actually made DNA like a hard drive. They actually printed like music and word files and shit like that on DNA.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
I would like to welcome our new robot god overlords.
Yeah. So anything is possible nowadays. Jesus Christ.
Like Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible.
See, this is why I wanted you here, because you just pull out just anything.
I need to push stop so I can attack you so hard.
Do it now. That'd be great for some type of download factor.
Can I disagree?
You can, but we don't give a shit.
I would like to rebut.
I'm not going to download it if you attack me.
We're calling this a working interview, so you better fucking just be ready to do whatever the fuck we want. Can we at least
hold still, fish?
Can we at least agree that we want like a co-op factor that's actually story driven?
That right there, the help another guy kill a different guy would be awesome instead of fighting each other.
Yeah,
would be that co-op fucking amazing. Four
was so terrible. It's like, hey, guard these chests,
or no, hey, go find the two guys that look alike, and then
right next to each other,
or you have to kill them both at the same time, or maybe not do it at the same time. Yeah. It doesn't really matter, but they look alike.
It is terrible.
So, and that's what the Arkham Origins, they wedged the fucking multiplayer in there just because they wanted to do it.
They put multiplayer in a Batman game?
Yes.
You know those...
But Batman is a solo silent...
Have you played...
Manimal.
You must have played some of them, right?
I played the first two. I haven't played Origins
yet. Know those challenge maps where it's like you fight waves of dudes? You know what I'm talking about?
That came off way more gayer than it should have.
Hey. A wave of dudes is coming at me. How is that now the thing we play when there's a
you just, you're diving on it.
I'm diving.
Yeah, diving.
Straight on. Away the dudes. Landing in a bale of hay or maybe a pile of dudes.
Go on.
How about a bale of dudes?
I'll just hide in a bale of dudes. They'll never think to look for me here.
Needle in a haystack. Okay, so yeah. Compose yourself. Come on. Center yourself.
You are, dude.
You had a thought.
I did.
You know what we didn't? And I know we're running out of time here, but we didn't really talk about is the historic aspects. Is like some of this shit is actually real. Like Rodrigo Borgia, the Pope, was an absolute fucking scumbag.
And he was a member of the Templars.
Yeah.
That's documented.
His kids really did have an incestuous relationship.
Oh.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
So it's like the Game of Thrones kids.
Yeah. Kinda,
yeah.
Some of this shit is, like, disgustingly accurate. I mean,
ugh. Well, you know, that kind of thing happened in
that whole
bloodlines,
you know,
and all that.
The
I'm not excusing it, but
Machiavelli, that whole, like,
it's more common than you think.
He was like the world's first libertarian.
Do you think
fucking hated the government type of thing?
Do you think Prince Charles's ears came from anything other than inbreeding?
I think they came from Jesus.
Okay, I'm gonna stop you both.
You know who's not deaf? Prince Charles.
I love how that's the running theme.
Deaf people.
That motherfucker has sonar.
Okay.
He picks up DirecTV channels.
All right.
He's got free red zone.
All right. Okay, history notwithstanding, I think we've done an excellent job with this episode.
I don't know what that means. What are we doing?
We're going to call it.
We recorded this?
We are recording.
Are we an outro?
So we're on. Actually, no. Let's hear about the stickers. Come on, this is like
So I went back and completely redesigned the stickers. The other ones were just way too fucking busy.
How many pixels, if I may?
Oh, now they are 600 DPI now.
Whoa. They're not fucking around.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking around anymore.
600 DPI. Those are coming out.
This 300 DPI shit. Fuck that.
No, not even happening. Mm-hmm. So again, we are on
iTunes.
Stitcher. Just stopped him dead.
Yeah, it did. I'm sorry. I love metal. I am wearing a leather vest right now.
He is
covered in metal patches.
And a Coors Light patch.
And a Coors Light patch, because I love metal and I'm also an alcoholic.
Anyway, we're on Twitter at Casual Cowards.
Oh,
Casual,
yeah, Twitter, that's the one.
CasualCowards.com. We're on Stitcher. We're on iTunes. We're also on Facebook, but I think...
Oh, I'm going to try to figure that out. I don't think I have anything to do this weekend.
Please do that.
Since our social media manager isn't going to do it, maybe I'll do it.
Yeah.
We're on that other thing that you got us on.
We're on it. We just haven't set it up. It's another thing, but we'll figure it out by the next episode, hopefully. Again, this is the 13th episode of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Why did you get to go before me?
All right. So,
because he's looking at me.
For this 13th episode of Casual Cowards of Gaming, my name is Dirk.
Oh, I thought you were going to go again. I'm Ryan.
For this 13th episode of Casual Cowards of Gaming, my name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
And I'm Fag.
Thanks for listening.
'em. Yeah, look at them.
Yeah, look how high you are.
Well, my voice is better than yours.
A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits,
a box of big.
Did you delete all that stuff before?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fucking horrible person. Well, that's some good shit, man.
Why don't you fucking edit all this stuff?
And that's how we spent Thanksgiving. How did you spend Thanksgiving?
And then Dirk vomited in my backyard.
I did.
A lot. Nice. Like a lot, dude.
Cubed a lot.